Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calhoun counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program at OLCAP. Inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights those organizations and individuals who provide time and a lot of energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, we're talking with Benjamin Dow of the Port Townsend High School and a young woman who completed a very special senior project this year, Asia Thomas. Welcome, Ben and Asia.
Thanks
for walking over from school and joining us.
It's a long walk.
Down the hill. Ben, so what is your role at the high school? And tell us a little bit about senior projects in general.
I teach contemporary world problems at the high school, which is mainly seniors. And then I also help coordinate with a small team of teachers, the senior project, but then also the senior symposium, which is the end of the year community celebration where we bring everyone together and mentors and students get to meet up in person.
Why did you get involved in that piece? Was that given to you or did you sign up for that?
No, I walked into it, but it fits nicely kind of with my beliefs about education, that I think that when students are given the opportunity to kind of break down the walls between the classroom and the real world and pursue their passions, that those are the moments from your education that where you both learn the most and that are the most memorable for you. And the senior project is really an important part of that at Port Townsend High School.
And Asia Thomas certainly personifies that.
She does.
Tell us about Asia.
Well, so Asia, what's cool about senior project in part is that every year I am surprised. Every year I'm like, there was this amazing project. Like that was a one-time thing. And every year, because you're allowing people to really go do something they want to do, those amazing moments happen. And Asia and her project are definitely one of those amazing moments from this year. She organized an event that was way beyond the expectations we had for her. Even when she described to us what she was going to do, we had no idea the quality and scope of what she would come up with. So I'll let Asia tell you about what she actually did.
Welcome, Asia.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
You too.
So tell us about your project.
So I did a veterans dinner for 200 people, and I had a mentor named Milo Vandekar who helped me prepare the food and the event. And so it was held at the Elks Lodge here in Port Townsend. We prepared Swiss steak with salad, mashed potatoes.
That's carrots. About the carrots. I heard about the carrots.
Yeah. Milo is a veteran, and he was a chef in the subroom. I can't say that word.
Submarine?
Yeah. Oh. And so I was like, oh, he's a great mentor. And so I asked him, he was up for it completely. He's like, of course. And so we prepared the meal the day before, and then he cooked it that day, which was on a Saturday of April 16th. I just wanted to do it because I wanted to show my appreciation to the veterans.
So how did you, well, we'll go back to the event, but how did you come up with the idea? What made you want to do this?
So my mom works at the Victorian Clipper, and she and her partner donated their time to do a stand down. And she's like, come over here and check it out. I was like, okay. And so I went there, and I was totally surprised on what was going on. There were so many veterans that needed help. And there was this one specific guy who was there, and he had long hair, his beard was all long, and he just looked really upset and, like, sad, sort of. And I turned around, and he was completely changed because he got a haircut, and he looked all nice and clean, and he was, like, crying because he was so happy because he didn't get that for a long time. And I was just shocked to be, I was like, I want to do something like that. They need to feel appreciated.
That's amazing. It must have been a lot of work. Did you ever get to the point where, besides the food, what else did you do? I mean, you did a lot of things.
I had to figure out like live music and donations and raffles throughout the night and just plan everything out specifically to the point where everyone needed to know what is going on per minute.
Did you ever get to the point where you didn't think you could pull it off?
Yeah, actually, I had somebody tell me I wasn't going to be successful in this project. They're like, oh, what happens if no one shows up? Because no one's going to show up. Started second-guessing myself, and I was like in tears. I was like, Mr. Dow, I need some help. And so he helped me, and I started contacting people, and there's this guy named Larry Iardella who is like a secretary person at the Elks Lodge. And he's like, okay, give me some tickets and I'll pass them out. And then like the next week, he's like, I need more tickets. I was like, you already got through like 50 of them. He's like, yeah, but I need more. It's like, okay, so here's more. And he just kept asking for more, and he kept giving them away. And I was like, oh my goodness.
The tickets were free, right?
Yeah.
So how did you buy the food?
I had donations come in. I asked people for donations, and people came up to me that I didn't even know, asking if they could give some money to the project.
So you must have known you were into something, no matter what that person said to you, you were into something, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this might be a good turnout.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, that's really the community connection piece. I mean, all those connections that Asia made are so important to what we do with Senior Project, that they really get students involved and engaged in their community and help the community see what students are doing as well.
And what's amazing about all, beyond all of that, buying the food, organizing every minute of this, the live, you did a great job as an MC, you were a great greeter, hostess. You found Vet Connect through Larry, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, and you raised money by giving a free meal. Tell us about that piece. How did you choose Vet Connect? And
I chose Vet Connect because we had to do somewhere, like help the community in some way. I was like, okay, so veterans do need money. Is there a program that helps veterans? So I was talking with my dad, and he said that, oh, there's this thing called Vet Connect. I was like, what's that? And he explained it to me. I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I was like, of course. And so that's how I got.
What about that organization, you know, made it the one you chose?
It just sounded like a good idea for that because it's in our community.
It's very local.
Yeah.
And it's veteran to veteran, you know, primarily.
Yes.
Hands-on conversations, helping people find the resources that they need. I work in that program, so I know a lot about it, so yeah. It's great. It's very much hands-on, very, very low. So you met Rita Frangione, mm-hmm. who runs the Vet Connect program, and how much money did you raise? No, you did not sell tickets.
Yes.
People just came.
Yeah, and right? They gave donations for the food if they would like.
And how much did you raise for Vet Connect?
$3,500.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And that money is going to go directly to Veteran Services. I mean, this is we were just totally blown away by that. Just the quality of what you did and the choosing of Vet Connect and then what you managed to put together. And you did it very nicely. Everyone was like, you got to meet this young woman. She's just so pleasant and so sweet and so focused on what she's doing. And it's really true.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. What was the most fun?
I would have to say, like, at that night, meeting everybody, because a whole bunch of people came up to me and, like, thanked me and just told me stories, and I was so blown away by everyone that showed up and started talking to me.
Were there a lot of veterans there?
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
And a lot of folks who hadn't come to anything. They were strangers. It was kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You really broadened the scope. So, Ben, tell us a little bit more about what you expect of a senior project and how our community can support this whole process.
Yeah, well, we're trying to enhance the kind of community engagement in senior projects. We're doing that in part through our senior symposium, which is kind of a new element of things that we started in the last year. Every year at the end of senior projects, we gather at the fort and students each do a 20-minute presentation about their project and kind of their future plans moving forward, their future plans for school, for life, for career. That is a celebration for our seniors and a kind of moment where they have to do a real honest-to-goodness presentation in front of a live audience who's not people that made up of people they know, but it also acts as a forum for our juniors. Our juniors all come as audience members, so one, they get to see the standards that we have for our seniors and where the seniors have gotten over the course of the project, but also we do a junior networking lunch. And that networking lunch, we have community members who've been invited to sit on panels for each of the seniors, grouped thematically at lunch tables. And at those lunch tables, so we might have a performing arts table, we have a climate change table, we have a small business table. And students who are interested in each of those areas, juniors, then get to network a little bit and sit down with community members who might have connections, ideas with them, for them, for future senior projects. And that piece is how we're trying to kind of expand who is involved and really get our students strong connections. And we're always looking for more people to be involved as mentors. So if you have a good idea or you know someone or an organization that needs help or could knew someone, let us know.
And there is mentoring, so that there is a mentoring piece to this.
Yeah, yeah, the senior project is centered around either community service or career readiness. So either of those elements. Some people are doing traditional kind of internships at local places, and some people are doing things that help the community, like Asia did.
I can't imagine anything quite like this, though, Asia. It was really something. How is this project propelling you forward in terms of, you know, what will you take with you from this wherever you go next?
I think that I would take my organization skills and planning everything out and just being on top of everything and just staying organized throughout my life, whatever I choose for my career. And maybe hopefully I can plan more things like that, more fundraising kind of things.
Thank you. Thank you both for coming in today. By the way, how can we get a hold of you?
Well, so I have a school email. So Benjamin Dow, so my email is bdow@ptschools.org. And I'm happy to field any questions about being involved in senior projects, how community, we can kind of work with community members.
Everybody Can. It's a production of KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our production coordinator is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein. I also want to thank Pat Rogers and all the volunteers at KPTZ who work many hours with a lot of love to bring us eclectic music and local conversation, both here in Jefferson County, Washington, and on the web at kptz.org.